This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's kick off hour two, Grant and Danny, shall we? Flying solo today, I'm Grant Paulson, 106.7 The Fan, in case you're curious. Black Under Armour tennis shoes. These are my first ever Under Armour tennis shoes. They're the most comfortable shoes I've ever owned. It's not close. They are a treat to put on every day. Khaki shorts, which probably need to be washed at this point. A couple of wears over the weekend. Not ideal. And then I've got a fake kind of Captain America-looking dry fit type shirt that I think was purchased for me by my mother at Walmart. I'm not sure. I like it. It's a good shirt. So that's what I'm wearing today. Backwards white cap that was brought in for us last week as a promotional item from Earned Run Ale, which you can get over at Nationals Park. So that is the ensemble, as you call in today, that I'll be wearing as we discuss matters. You can tell me what you're wearing if you'd like. I'm okay with that. When you give me a shout. I want to get into this blowback the Dolphins are getting about signing Jay Cutler. This should not be a thing. It's important to me that people understand that they did the practical, obvious, prudent thing here. They didn't ask for Ryan Tannehill to get hurt. He got hurt. Then they had a choice to make. Who do we sign? Some of the dregs of quarterbacking society are available. They supposedly talked about Tim Tebow. Do you want to know why they talked about Tim Tebow? Because their head coach, Adam Gase, coached him in Denver. And he knows what Gase wants. And they have a rapport together. And they've run an offense together. They decided very quickly against that, I'm sure. Because he's not any good. They thought about Robert Griffin. They thought about Christian Ponder. They thought about Colin Kaepernick. And they thought about Jay Cutler, who as recently as 2 years ago in 2015 was the quarterback for the play caller, Gase. This is what a no-brainer looks like, people. This was the easiest decision the Dolphins have had to make this offseason. Albert Breer just joined me a minute ago. I asked him about this, his take on Cutler to Miami.
He was proficient enough in Adams' offense that where by the end, he was able to get them out of bad plays and change things at the line. And, so there's a trust there. They like each other professionally. They like each other personally. And, really being able to shorten that learning curve and put a good roster in a position to compete with the priority here. Cutler gives them the best chance to do that. What's really interesting, Grant, is what this could mean for the team and the quarterback market in 2018.
And what he went on to say at that point was that maybe Cutler stays in the NFL after this, and his time as a commentator on Fox is prolonged even further than just this season and these $10 million to $13 million he's going to make. What I care about it with this story is the Kaepernick-Cutler angle that everyone is trying to make controversial. Because someone needs to pour cold water on this thing and let you know this is not really an inflammatory issue. Now, you're going to hear me say that Kaepernick shouldn't have gotten signed, and many of you are going to hear that I don't think he should have a job or that I don't think he is better than some of the quarterbacks that are out there. That isn't the case either. He is. He's getting blackballed. I've admitted that. I think that a big reason why he doesn't have a job is his performance and the fact that in a traditional passing system, he's not an ideal option. But he also doesn't have a job because of him taking a knee last year. Anyone who says otherwise is wrong. They're incorrect, and it's false. He absolutely hurt himself. He's absolutely in some way, whatever percentage it is, for why he doesn't have a job being blackballed by owners all around the NFL. I agree with you on that. But you ever, talked while you're eating at lunch or dinner about dieting? We do this all the time. Like, in my family, we'll sit around and we'll be like, I got to get healthier, I got to do this, and we're sitting there and eating something unhealthy while we're doing it. You can still mean what you're saying. It doesn't mean right away you throw your food into the trash can and go eat a salad. My comp for this is, I can tell you Colin Kaepernick deserves a job and should be in someone's training camp right now and should be paid to come in and back somebody up in the NFL. That doesn't mean that the right situation is Miami. It isn't the right situation. He's not more deserving of that job than Jay Cutler. It's the equivalent of me saying I got to eat healthy, but then the next day I'm going to a wedding and the food that is at my disposal is manipulated and dictated to me. So am I going to be rude and not eat or say I need something else or something special? If I go to someone's house and they're making me dinner, am I going to say, oh, that's not on my program. I need you to make me something else. No, you play ball. You're an adult. You kind of suck it up. The difference here is there are homes for Kaepernick that make sense. Miami, when they have an opening, isn't one of them. Adam Gase has 1 month to get a quarterback ready to lead his team who has not spent a day with the Dolphins. 1 month. Who are you going to get ready to do that? A guy who already knows your diction, verbiage, and terminology? A guy that has already run your offense proficiently and effectively? A guy that had 21 touchdowns and 11 picks and a rating over 92 two seasons ago? This isn't 8 years ago. This isn't in 2003. In 2015, the year before last season, when he regressed without you and you moved on without him, he was as good in your offense as the starter who was going to start for you this year in Miami was last year, essentially. He only missed one game. He threw for about 3,700 yards and almost 2-1 touchdown interception ratio. And as you heard Albert Breer mention, got you in and out of the plays that you wanted and you didn't want. Now, he's not a savior. Jay Cutler's not going and waving a wand over the Dolphins, who were 10-6 last year, and making them 12-4. That's not happening. They're not making the playoffs this coming season, probably. They made it last year and got bounced immediately by Pittsburgh. They probably are 8-8. Maybe they're 9-7. But Cutler helps you cushion the blow more than Kaepernick would. Getting up to speed in an offense he's never run. Getting familiar with a coach he doesn't know. The only thing that would have made sense as far as Kaepernick goes is that they do have some read option and some athleticism built into their offense on bootlegs and some play action. They like to move the pocket around. Cutler's pretty good at that too. But Colin Kaepernick obviously thrives in that capacity and has a little Ryan Tannehill to him. So you can make the case maybe he would have been a fit if they would have signed him in March or April, but he's got a month now. This is one of the biggest no-brainers in the recent NFL decision-making of player movement, and it is becoming something that it's not. Any opening for a quarterback that doesn't result in Kaepernick getting a job means that the owner doesn't like him because he took a knee. Oh, by the way, the Dolphins owner came out and supported his players who supported Kaepernick last year very publicly. So among the owners, he's the last guy I would say that would hold against Kaepernick that he took a knee. Now, there is an issue with Kaepernick in Miami because he did something that I cannot condone at all and don't really understand when he was wearing the Fidel Castro t-shirt and talking about how great Fidel Castro is in Cuba. That probably didn't play very well in Miami. Actually, matter of fact, a columnist in Miami you may remember last year, completely unrelated to Kaepernick because he doesn't know him, he's not following or covering him. He's just a columnist in Miami who knows a lot about the history of Cuba and Florida and that relationship and all the Cubans that are in that city, wrote a really damaging piece to Kaepernick about essentially saying you need to educate yourself, young man. So yes, it would have been tough to sign Kaepernick from that standpoint. He made it harder on himself than it would have been if he didn't wear the Fidel Castro t-shirt, but he still wouldn't be a Dolphin. He could have come out and wore a t-shirt that said Miami's the greatest city in the history of the world and Florida's the greatest state that there is, and he still wouldn't have a job right now because Cutler knows the offense and he doesn't because Cutler's played well in the offense. Just think about it from your own perspective. You've got a job and you have the ability to hire people around you and you lose someone last minute who can't help you anymore. You didn't know it was about to happen, but you're about to start this project and they're not available. And now you got to make a phone call. You got to get someone in there. And you have no time really to groom them and to get them prepared, running all of the things that they need to for you to do a good job. Are you going to call someone that you've never worked with, that you don't really know personally and have no relationship with, and who hasn't been asked to run the machinery that you're running? Or are you going to call a guy who's available, who 2 years ago worked at your office and was really good and who you really liked and enjoyed working with? You cannot tell me that you wouldn't call the person you're familiar with. Of course you would. It is how the world works. It is how people get jobs all the time because you're more qualified, because you have a better chance to succeed immediately. Now, if they both signed random situation, let's say Cleveland, or pick a team, I don't care. I mean, just looking at the standings randomly, I'm going to go with the LA Rams. Would you rather have Cutler or would you rather have Kaepernick? You can make the case that, there's not much difference between those guys because they're both not very good. Neither of them's going to win you a Super Bowl. Neither of them's going to play at a Pro Bowl level. Neither of them's going to make the players around them all that much better. I think that that's fair, too. But when you're comparing a guy who knows a play caller and has been in his system and someone who hasn't, there is no reason to complicate this. There is no reason to tell me that the Dolphins are doing something that they shouldn't be doing. I want to hear your guys' thoughts and reactions to this next. I'm going to take your calls in a moment. 800-636-1067. I think this is an open and shut easy case. Miami needed to bail themselves out, and they took the easiest, most obvious route, and there's no controversy here. Do you buy what I'm selling, or do you see what I'm saying? Grant and Danny on the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.